are back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
One final game in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs before the conference finals are set on the ice. And that game takes place tonight in Big D as the Dallas Stars host the Seattle Kraken in Game 7 of their second round series. To talk more about it, we're going to go out to the Progressive guest line and welcome in Saad Youssef. But before we go any further, we want to shout out our friends at Total Wine and More. With so many bottles to choose from, there is always something new to try at Total Wine and More. How about a great Prosecco for under $8 and a French Rose for under $7? With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. Saad Youssef, our guest from The Athletic, covers the Dallas Stars. Saad, good to have you aboard. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. So what is going on with Jake Oettinger in this series? That's where I wanted to start.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's a couple of things. I think one, the bar was set really high last year against Calgary. So I think that's one thing for, you know, anybody that's watching him. When you have a 954 save percentage over seven games against, you know, that Calgary Flames team last year, that's a very high bar. I think secondly, he's, you know, the defense in front of him this year has really diminished quite a bit. And if you look at especially the last game, game six in Seattle, I think it's a pretty good indication of how much, you know, there's not really too much that Jake could have done before he got pulled after the fourth goal. I think the fourth goal was a bad one, but before that, there's not much he could have done. He has had a couple of just really bad duds. And I think game three, I've watched every single game he's played in the NHL and many in the AHL. I think game three against Seattle is probably the worst pro game he's ever played as a pro. And So I think, you know, there's a combination of things. I think the defense isn't great. I also think that against Seattle, you don't really get any kind of break. You don't get a time to really recollect or anything like that because they're just so deep in the lineup that they just keep coming at you in waves.
Yeah, and that's also where I wanted to get to next. I mean, Seattle wins the game on Friday night. Saturday night, and they just blitz the Stars right out of the gate. And as much as we can highlight Oettinger, that looked like a Dallas team that was not ready to play on Saturday night. What happened there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's not like they weren't in that situation before. They were in that situation against Minnesota last round, and they came out really strong in game six. On the road, same situation. So it was really surprising to see Dallas look as kind of on their heels as they did. But, you know, again, I think Dallas, one, wasn't as prepared and wasn't as, I guess, strong coming out of the gate. But I also really, you know, after watching Seattle for five games in this series and throughout the season sprinkled a little bit, but really throughout the playoffs, you have to give credit to the Kraken just because it's not like Dallas went back and kind of let Seattle take the game from them. I think Seattle came and took the game from Dallas. So I do give a lot of credit to the Kraken for that as well.
All right. So as we also look forward to tonight, another thing that I've been grappling with during this series was, well, all series and most of the season, I think that most people would tell you Dallas is a better team than Seattle. Yet here we are in a game seven. So how much better are the Stars than the Kraken?
Yeah, I would kind of dispute that. I wouldn't say the Stars are better than the Kraken. I would say they were favored in the series coming against the Kraken. And the reason why those two things are different to me is because I think it's a conversation of chocolate versus vanilla. It's like choose your flavor. I think they're two very different flavors of hockey. I think Dallas is definitely more top heavy. They have the superstars. They have Miro Heiskanen, Roope Hintz, Jake Oettinger, Jason Robertson. They have all these big name guys. But you know, if you get into a matchup over a seven game series, the Kraken have the better middle and bottom of the lineup than the Dallas Stars do. So I don't think it's necessarily just one for one Dallas is better than Seattle. I think it's that Dallas has a lot more high-end talent than Seattle, but I think the Kraken are deeper. And so that's kind of how I've seen the series play out, where it's a battle of kind of imposing different styles of hockey, and each team is trying to do it, and they've done it at different times.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to that I would counter and say, like, I don't know. I understand that in the playoffs especially, but also hockey's just the kind of sport that if you have the depth, if you have the effort and the intangibles and coaching, like, you can buy into a way that you need to play and be successful. And we've seen that in the past with some of those Barry Trotz, New York Islanders teams, and maybe that's what's going on with Seattle now. But, Saad, I'd rather always have the top-end talent because I know on any given game, Jake Ottinger can steal me a game. Miro Heiskanen can play 30 minutes on the blue line. You know, Joe Pavelski could have 4 goals. It just feels like there's more paths to success for the Stars. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely think you'd rather have the top-end talent. Now, I will also say that one of the biggest pieces of that top-end talent, Jason Robertson, has really been MIA all playoffs for the Stars. And so I think that really hurts the Stars. I think Jake Ottinger has been pretty average or maybe a little bit better, but pretty average. And so when you do have high-end talent, that's great, but then your high-end talent has to always play that way. And I think Joe Pavelski has, and I think Miro Heiskanen has, but Jason Robertson definitely has not, and Jake Ottinger has only had his moments. And so when you do become overly reliant on those guys, you know, it's kind of the argument that we've had for the last, I guess, you know, 5-6 years with Edmonton, right? I mean, sure. Would you rather have Connor McDavid on your team or not? I mean, obviously everyone would, but you also want to make sure that you have pieces around him so that, you know, whenever a team does figure out how to neutralize that top-end talent, which, by the way, I thought Seattle did a really good job in Game 6 of two things. One, they did a good job of containing Roope Hintz. And secondly, this goes to show kind of why Dave Hakstol is, you know, up for the Jack Adams. And sure. Game 5, Seattle was basically taking all the shots from the perimeter. They couldn't get in front of Jake Ottinger. And then suddenly in Game 6, everything was happening in the slot. Everything was happening in the crease. And I think that was a really good adjustment by the Kraken.
Okay, so simply put, you know, I understand that you mentioned that Calgary series last year and Dallas was a considerable underdog in that series going in and got to a Game 7. How much pressure is on the Stars to win tonight?
Oh, they definitely have the pressure. I mean, you know, for them to be at home, for them to be, quote-unquote, as you mentioned, the better team, definitely the favorite team. The other thing is that Dallas is fully healthy. I mean, they have every single player available to them. Nobody's on LTIR. Nobody's on IR. Every single player is available. So when you talk about pressure, being at home, being the favorite team, being healthy, all the pressure is on Dallas to get this done.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose that you probably looked at this thing and thought, well, you know, if they're playing Colorado, that's one thing. But if you told me at the beginning of the playoffs that Dallas was going to have to play Minnesota and Seattle, a pair of teams that they would have home ice advantage against, you would expect them to be in the conference finals. And, you know, much beyond that, I mean, Vegas certainly looks really good. But I have to think that all along, the expectation was, well, they're kind of close to Colorado anyway this year. And now the path to the conference finals didn't even include the Avalanche.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, for myself, as somebody that's watched the Stars, I picked them to beat the Wild. I picked them to beat the Kraken in 6. That obviously didn't happen. So I think, you know, you're right. I think when you look at having home ice, when you look at the talent, all that stuff that kind of goes into it, I think Dallas doesn't really have an excuse to you know, come up short here. If they do, it will be on them.
Saad, last one for you. To that end, you've been around the team all year, like you said. Tell us a little bit about that locker room, and is it the type of group that will embrace these kinds of moments and rise to the occasion, or might they whittle up and fold tonight?
I think they are a group that will rise to the occasion, and for two reasons. I think, one, you know, they have the experience of playing Game 7 last year in Calgary, so even all these younger players that don't have a whole lot of experience, I'm talking about the Jake Ottingers, the Jason Robertsons of the world, they have that experience. And then their youngest guy, Wyatt Johnston, seems to be unfazed by pretty much anything this year. So I think when you talk about the younger guys, they have that experience. And then you have the older guys who have all been there, Jamie Benn, Joe Pavelski, Ryan Suter, Tyler Seguin. They've all been there. And then the other thing is, and the second thing for me is, this team has really taken the personality of their head coach. And Pete DeBoer, he's 6-0 in Game 7 in his career. He's a very calm, demeanor guy. And so I feel like they will – I think the bigger concern is not that they wilt and lose to the pressure. To me, if you are concerned about the Stars in any way, it's that they take it too easy and are too relaxed coming in, as opposed to, you know, not having urgency enough.
That's a good point. All right, there he is. Saad Youssef from The Athletic covers the Dallas Stars, joining us to talk Game 7, Dallas and Seattle, as the final conference finalist will be determined tonight in the National Hockey League. Saad, thank you for your time. Enjoy the game tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.